your number one network, Dual Phase.
Welcome aboard to those who have joined us here. Please remain seated while the train is in motion. Keep your hands and arms inside the car, and no smoking, please.
Here you are on 761-3330 for another week of Film Listed Fun.
Call the movie line now.
Presents for another week of Film Listed Fun and Summer Festivities for the week of July 29th through August 2nd, 1984. Want to thank you all for calling and thank the PMP Chipmunk Choir and the Dual Face Studios for providing this musical interlude. And now back to the show and more stuff.
Daniel Ross, Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. Get it now, Dr. Fox's Weird Juice.
We'll be right back after this message.
We're here at a major grocery store in Northridge, California, to see what shoppers think of new Crunchy Buckwagon dog food. Excuse me, miss, what's your name?
Gladys!
Well, Gladys, we'd like you to take a look at this morsel of new Crunchy Buckwagon.
You mean that brown thing on the plate there?
Yes, indeed. Now, doesn't that look moist and chewy?
Well, no, actually, it looks kind of...
Now, if you'll just put this little piece in your hand...
What are you doing?
And break it up into little pieces.
Yuck!
There you go. Now, doesn't that feel moist and delicious?
Well, I suppose so, but I really must be going and...
Now,
and...
if you'll just smell this handful of Buckwagon.
I really must go.
Now, doesn't that smell fresh and meaty?
Look, I came here to get some cheese.
Now, if you'll just taste it.
What? Look.
Here you
go. I'm gonna get my milk and cheese and go... This is better than Coke or Pepsi.
Now, Gladys, would you buy Buckwagon for your dog?
Well, we don't have a dog, but Herbert would love it.
Ah, yes. Cats love it, too.
What's going on, Mom?
Herbert, try this.
Tastes like your casserole, Mom.
It's dog food.
You mean it's made out of dog?
No, it's...
It's new Crunchy Buckwagon. Someone in your family will love it.
Buckwagon is available at your neighborhood grocer.
Hi, this is Dave K. Glendale. I'm calling at 12:43 a.m. on Friday, July 27th. And I literally just saw Revenge of the Nerds at Marina Del Rey, thinking... You know, to myself, I wonder why they didn't title it Life Story of Slob Bob, or Ob Slob, or Bob Slob, Bob, whatever. And then when I got to the end of the movie, I realized why they didn't, because it was too good for him. You know, at the beginning it was pretty much like him, but then at the end it was much too good for him, and so I figured, okay, that's why they didn't call it that. Anywho, it was an okay movie. Getting back to the slob, what happened, you little wimp-ass chicken shit? Why didn't you show up at Mike's the other day, like you said you would? I mean, he was all set there waiting for you. I mean, what's the matter? Wouldn't your mommy let you cross the streets by yourself? Or wouldn't she drive you over, huh? We'd really like to know. And, anywho, that's really about it, you goddamn feather mucking, sock cucking bun of a bitch. We're still waiting for you, you little chicken shit, if you ever decide to show your face in public again. It's toast.
Hello, Movie Line. This is Mr. Fun. I'm feeling a little like a slot machine today, but nonetheless, I'd like to leave a review about an extremely wild film I saw this week. I had the pleasure of viewing Obliteration, the award-winning Paul Mack production. This is a fun yet mind-bending film about a poor sucker that gets tangled in a web of satanic ritual while being held captive by a brain-busting hallucinogen. I found the direction by Paul Mack to be quite good, and the cast of unknowns gave fairly realistic performances, but one weak spot, however, was the performance by the professor, who, although was capable of some very sinister laughs, was not as powerful as I thought the character should have been. There was, however, a very fine cameo by Mr. Mack himself as a gun-wielding mugger. Obliteration had a very hypnotic musical score, and the sound, recorded by the late Daniel Ross, was very clean and professional. And on a drug scale of 1 to 4 hits, I'd give Obliteration 3.5 hits. A very fine piece of work by Paul Mack. This has been Mr. Fun. Thank you, bye.
Not bad for a payoff.
Okay, Paul, you can send my check to my P.O. box.
Spielberg have any idea what he was trying to do? Was he trying to scare us? Was he trying to make us laugh? Or was he just playing with himself? I don't know. But all I know is that that movie left me unfulfilled. I wasn't sure if I was scared. I wasn't sure if I was laughing. Just about the time you get to laughing, something horrible would happen. And just about the time you're ready to lose it in your shorts because you're so scared, it makes you laugh. The movie has a split personality. I think it needs a shrink. Or maybe Spielberg does.
Hi, this is Chanel from Finland, and I saw Ghostbusters. I thought that it was a really good movie, and I think it's the best comedy that I have ever seen. And then also, Gremlins I'm going to see. Indiana Jones was a very good movie. So, you know, if you like the first one, I think you'll really, really like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Bye.
Hi, this is Nicole from Panther Park. And, I want to say, my interview is going to be about Gremlins. I think it's a bitchin' movie. And I hope to see more of it. You know, I hope they win Academy Awards, Oscars, anything. I don't care. Well, and also, Terms of Endearment, I think that was, you know, pretty hot. I'm glad it won all those awards, okay? Well, I just want to say hi to everybody. And I can say hi to my friend Karen and my best friend Shelly. And I love you, Duran Duran, Madonna. I mean, not I don't love her, but I love her music. And I love Howard Jones. Bye.
Go see Gremlins. You'll laugh your socks off. It's a great movie. It gets a little silly. It's like the Muppets gone wild. But hey, you'll like it. It's well worth it. Anyway, Paul, have a good one.
Yes.
Keep up the good work.
Been more fun than I possibly...
Huh?
But, yes. Oh, John. Oh, that's a killer. John, hang up the phone, John. John, hang up the phone.
God, freeway sucks, don't you think?
You gotta keep... John, you gotta just... Don't even come back to... Will you get out of here? John, hang it up.
I don't believe this phone.
Yes. Sense of humor on my line. Oh, he is good at sense of humor, Hughes. Well, gee, that's a sad case. I don't want to go into this. Could take the whole tape, but yeah, John's a problem child. He's got problems. It's a mental deficiency, and I guess somebody forgot to tell him how to operate the phone when he got it there. God, that's sad. And he's got other problems. He runs a line too. That's real bad news. At least he thinks he runs. Well, you know, we kind of humor him over here to make it seem like he runs a line. I think a few of the Bellevue patients call it. But if you'd like to humor John, you can call it too at area code 714-680-0894 in Orange County. It's fun. Hey, I participate yearly, and it's something that you should definitely staple on your wrist. So get the staple gun and just write 714-680-0894, and more fun than we can have. And no, I'm not doing Letterman. I'm just saying this because, hey, I like it.
Whether you're poor or whether you're rich, here's the baseball pitch.
Hello, sports fans. Lefty Franco here with some important news about baseball 1984. The Dodgers, who knows? The Angels, who cares? The Beavers, who the hell are they? Well, on August 18th, 1984, you'll see all your favorites from none of the above in the first battle of the Phone World All-Star Softball Showdown. It's the DBS Creeps, the Nobody Homebodies, the Observatory Obs, and the Telethon Twins in an all-out battle under the sun in Chatsworth Park. You'll meet Dennis DeCrepo, Dave Nobody Home, Bob Obs, Nino Telefon, Alexandria LaRue, Brian Nobody Home, Gary Great Britain Observatory, Franco Telefon, Paul Mack, Cindy Telefon, Madge Badger, and everybody's favorite, Johnny, as they put on the gloves and play ball. That's Saturday, August 18th at 12 noon in Chatsworth Park. Take the 118 freeway west, exit on Topanga Canyon Boulevard, and go south to Chatsworth Street. Turn right and follow Chatsworth straight to the action. You'll have the park on your left and a pasture on your right. And from there, it's up to you. Cow patties or the Battle of the Phone World All-Stars Doubleheader Softball Championships. Remember, Saturday, August 18th, 1984, 12 noon, under the sun in Chatsworth Park. Bring your beer, bring your cheer, make sure you bring your fat rear and be there.
Well, hi there, Paul Mack, and all you listeners here of the Movie Line. This is Dave, Culver City. I used to be very much involved in phones, but not anymore. But every once in a while I call up Renee's numbers, and he happens to be forwarding. He happened to have been forwarding to you, Paul, and so I thought I would call and leave something here. This movie may be a little bit old, but I guess I'll leave it anyway. In 1979, I saw the movie called The Amityville Horror. I thought it was terrible, really bad. It did not fall true to the code of the book at all. And just a lot of things were left out, and things of that nature. The musical score I thought was very interesting, though. But there was just a lot of things that were left out. The acting, I thought, was pretty realistic, was okay, but in general, the plot was not really true to the code of the book. And review the Amityville Horror, I would suggest that you probably go see the movie or read the book first before the movie comes around. It's by Jay Hansen. So read the book first before you go see the movie. The book came out in 1976, and the general story is a kind of diary of probably 29 days of terror of this house that was supposedly haunted in the city of Amityville, in Amityville, New York. And it's a very interesting story. I won't tell any more, but just read the book and see what you think about it. And then when the movie comes around, you might want to go see that.
We interrupt this incredibly boring comment to bring you the following Movie Line news update.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, Bob Ob and his opponent, Michael, the Galactic Hitchhiker. I wasn't finished yet. Turn down the music. Thank you. Are about to fight it out on this week's tape. The Battle of the Phone Gods Final Confrontation.
And now back into the incredibly boring comment.
That's about the size of it. What's going on with Bob Observatory now? What's going on with him? I mean, what's all the ruckus about him? I haven't been listening. Last week I called and I heard some big thing going on about him. And Bob, if you're out there, or if you're still running Observatory, I don't know if you have my number, but give me a call. Okay, that's all there is from here. This may be the last time you'll even hear, this may be the first and last time that you'll ever hear me on this line. So, goodbye.
It started as a game. But when Davy Osborne uncovered top government secrets...
He's shooting at me!
It became a case of espionage, sabotage, and murder.
He's killed me, and now they're after me!
Now, the only person he can turn to is a legendary agent named Flack.
You're gonna have to take these guys out.
Henry Thomas, Dabney Coleman, Cloak and Dagger. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Hi, Paul. Hi, everybody else. This is the Benatar fanatic in Van Nuys. Chris Van Nuys, Adam Van Nuys, whatever you'd like to call me, I'm here. And I would like to leave a couple of quick comments or movie reviews. First of all, this week I did see two great movies. One was The Muppets Take Manhattan. I know it sounds weird. I am 17 years old, but I do still like The Muppets. I will not ruin the ending of the movie, but it was an absolutely hysterical movie. I'm into The Muppets immensely, and it was a great, great movie. Next thing I would like to say before I get to my next review is thank you very much, Paul, for playing my comments about Metropolis, Metropolis, whatever you want to call the movie, and I'll be really looking forward to hearing next week's tape to find out what people said about the movie. And my last little piece of information is the movie Purple Rain. I mean, okay, people, this movie is definitely one of the best. I'm a big Prince fan, but even if I wasn't, I would still enjoy the movie. It was very sad. It really touched me. It was a great movie. I mean, you cannot miss it, okay? On a scale from 1 to 10 for that one, I would definitely give it a 9.9, okay? I couldn't quite give it a 10, because I don't believe anything's perfect, but I would still give it a 9.9. Muppets Take Manhattan, a good 8.5, possibly 9. Just both pretty good movies. And this is the Benatar Fanatic, and hasta.
This is David of Burbank, and I'd like to report on a happening incident. Well, me and the family all went to Los Feliz and Griffith Park Boulevard, and we watched the torch run. Pretty exciting, I'll say. First, they came down Los Feliz, went around the Griffith Park area, and that's the cat. They came back up Los Feliz. Well, you get to see the guy twice. Plus, we had a friend running the torch. Just had to be there. A once-in-a-lifetime event. Nobody should have missed it. And there's still some opportunities. Everybody ought to take advantage. I'll see ya.
Yes, sir. Dave, old buddy, when are you going to come back and do a tape with me, old pal? Probably when I've only got 3 comments to work with, because that's why we get Dave down here, because he talks and talks and... Well, then he also talks. Anyway, just a quick note. I'm not into the big Olympic hoopla situation, because I'm not much of a sports lover. However, there is... You all remember Dan Dual Faze, who passed away, of course, on April 29th of last year. Good friend of mine. His sister, Rochelle... is in the Olympics opening ceremonies in the band. She plays the saxophone, and I thought that was an interesting point to bring up since I'm making my movie line tapes at the Dual Face Studios here in Studio City, California. And that just goes to prove that there's a little bit of Dual Face in the highest tech quality productions.
Hey, Paul, this is Eddie from Van Nuys. And last week, I saw Last Starfighter. I thought Last Starfighter was really good. Included in one of my favorite movies. I love the movie because, you know, I'm a Star Wars fan. It's a really good movie. I recommend it for everybody. My dad loved it. You know, he's the kind of person that doesn't love those kind of movies, but he loved it too. Overall, I give this movie a definite 10. 10 plus. That's right, people. Later.
Hey, Paul. This is Dave Sherman Oaks again, man. I just saw Lost Starfighter. It was pretty cool, but it was a little long. And some of the computer graphics were really bitching. All right, just remember that Paul Mack kicks ass.
Hi, Bob. It's me. I'm calling again. I just forgot to remind you. It's not how you pick your nose. It's where you put the booger.
All right, that's it. Okay, very funny, Mr. Glendale. Okay, I've had it up to my nose hairs with this stuff. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. I think an apology is in order. I think we should take care of this right now. This is it, gang. The final confrontation. The apology. This is going to make or break these two guys. This is final. And this is it. Okay? Let's take care of this right now. Let's pick up the phone. Da-da-da.
Hello?
Why, hello, Galactic Geek.
If you don't mind, I'm busy at the moment.
Well, you ready to back down? I'm wailing, Carl Cruz.
Well, Mike, you really were the cause of all this. I think some sort of apology is in order.
How about starting off with a public apology?
Well, Mike, wouldn't suicide be much quicker?
I'm willing, Dandel. By the way, I hope Paul dialed.
It was actually your mother. Your mother mailed to my P.O. Box a letter with your number in it, and, is that okay with you?
Okay.
Then I guess you agree you should apologize to me.
An apology is in order.
Of course, you realize, Mike, I am a phone god.
I know who you are.
Well, Mike, I gotta get off the phone now. I gotta go oil the output machine. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been fun, but it has been real fun. Do you mind if I play this on Paul's line or my line?
I'd like to see the thing die as quickly as possible, personally.
So let's figure the thing out here, Mike. When do you plan on killing yourself?
Tomorrow afternoon, be fine.
Well, Mike, if you gotta go, you gotta go, and I'll be seeing you at the funeral. But if you do come back in another life form, why don't you make it a blade of grass? That way I can cut you down weekly.
All right, see ya.
Goodbye, geek.
Bye.
I'm here with a little boy who has just seen Walt Disney's animated movie classic, Jungle Book.
Yes, I did.
Little boy, did you see Jungle Book by yourself?
My mommy took me.
Your mommy?
Yes.
How old are you, little boy?
I'm four.
Four.
All right, I'm five.
Five.
Okay, five and a half. Look, I have to go.
But little boy, you need a shave.
It was a long movie, okay?
You know what?
What?
You went to see Jungle Book and you're not a little boy.
Yeah, I'm a teenager.
So you dressed up like a little kid so none of your peers, friends,
oh,
would know you went to see Jungle Book. Isn't that right?
Yes, it is.
Because when you were a little boy, you saw Jungle Book.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. A kid forgets things.
But you remember you liked Jungle Book.
I love Jungle Book, especially Mowgli and the bear and the snake. But I hated the tiger and the monkey. Look, I really have to go. I don't want the captain of the football team to see me.
The captain? Where is he?
There in line.
In line?
He's the guy in the little sailor suit.
Oh, yeah.
Next to the middle linebacker in the jammies.
Jammies.
Yeah.
Rated G. All ages admitted.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of walking around, ooby-doo. I wanna be like you,
ooby-doo.
I wanna walk like you, and talk like you, choo-choo. You see, it's true, and they like me.
Wow, does that bring back memories? Walt Disney's Jungle Book. It's the best film that studio out there ever made in the animated feature department. I'd highly recommend it, playing in Hollywood at the Paramount Theater. Go check it out. A film for all ages. And I'm finally glad, and I really am glad, that Michael and Bob finally got that apology going over the lines. We don't need this stuff. And I think it's about time that Michael finally apologized to Bob. After all, I mean, he was hassling Bob quite a bit, so we won't expect to hear from any more of that in the future. And now, coming up next week, we're going to be presenting the final chapter of Star Trek The Recording. And stay with us in the following weeks to come for the big movie line changeover, additional numbers and all kinds of little goodies, and the continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins. Thanks for calling. This tape repeats eventually.
Hey, there's a fun rone. Have to be with lads of that done. And I'm a better. Do sabba do the day, do bomb the book the days, of bones, of a bum bummy.
Abba do thee.
Will a reap on Naza.
Ever do a doy.
Will a la barzini.
Walla but, woodla but.
Steeple a doody. Will a ha 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 ha. Get mad, baby.
The Movie Line accepts no responsibility for loss of intelligence due to incredibly boring comments left by the callers in this line. You can always write to us at P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023.
This tape will repeat momentarily.